like I know why. Cause you don't even know that I'm ready to run. Far from this place, from this burning hole. Cause you never guessed this was the final blow. It's my life, you tried to make it yours. It's my life, you tried to use your force. It's my life, you tried to shut the doors. So I could not be who I really am. You tried to knock me down and off of my stand. You never thought I'd know how to land. Well, guess what now? I don't really give a damn.
Norma had a plan of escape, and it involved her parents' bridal shop on Chestnut Street. That morning, she carefully dressed in two layers of clothing, and when she arrived at Shemelie's dress shop, she stole into one of the dressing rooms, removed the second layer of her outfit, and secretly stashed her garments away in her bag, hidden among the gowns in the back storage room. All was going according to plan, until one day, Mimi walked into her dressing room just as she was removing the second layer of clothes. Mimi pressed her with questions until Norma unwillingly exposed her plan. Terribly upset that her sister would be taking on such a dangerous trip by herself, Mimi tried to change Norma's mind. But what really scared Mimi was the idea that she would be left behind, alone with her parents in Philadelphia. Stomping away from the dressing room with just a moment to think, Mimi turned around, snapped open the curtains on Norma, and blurted out, "I'm coming too." Well, Mimi was never good at keeping secrets. Perhaps she was worried about leaving her poor mother behind with their father. The following weeks, Norma noticed that Mimi was acting strangely, and when she cornered her, Mimi admitted that she had let their secret out to their mother. Norma was crushed that her plan had been destroyed. When she asked Mimi what the mother's response was, Mimi quickly replied, "She's coming also." The next few weeks, they prepared and bought train tickets under changed names. Eugene and Norma made a plan to communicate through the back of a magazine under false names until they could come up with a plan to be together again. Choosing a time when Nunzio was doing business in New York, they slipped out of the house, escaping under new identities en route to California.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a 15-minute intermission, and you'll find out where that train took them.